A new program in Southern Arizona uses art to help LGBTQ kids see themselves as they are and their spaces as they could be. It's called Mapping Q, and it's run in conjunction with the U of A Art Museum and Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation's Ally Suicide Prevention Program. Sarah Bonson is a suicide prevention specialist with the program and says most of the participants were between 16 and 20 years old. Bonson says part of the goal was to make them feel comfortable both in a museum and on campus, but also within themselves.
Mapping Q was a special event series that was put on between my Ally program and the University of Arizona's Museum of Art. And the curriculum started off using the Ally curriculum, which is a suicide prevention-based curriculum focusing on positive messaging and sources of strength so that we don't have to look to suicide as an answer during challenging times. We worked with the university's Museum of Art with a woman named Chelsea Farrar, who had created her own curriculum that looked at mapping spaces and focusing on teaching LGBTQ youth and other at-risk youth about heteronormativity and how particular identities are not necessarily reflected in every space that you might visit. And they were asked at the end of it to create an art project based on what their ideal space would look like. And so we had 11 tremendous art projects that are now displayed at the museum through January 4th.
When you talk about mapping spaces, for listeners who might not really understand what that means, can you define those terms?
For our purposes, when we took a field trip to the Museum of Art, and the youth were asked just to look around the space and to see what they noticed in terms of gender and sexual identities, any other identities that were important to them. And they had a little sheet of paper that had each gallery on it, and they just indicated what they noticed for all of those things. And then we got together and we talked about what they noticed. And then we talked about identities that they didn't notice or didn't feel were represented. And the more they started talking, the more they realized that they didn't see a whole lot of queer representation or LGBTQ representation. And they wanted to change that.
Do they not see representation in the art itself or in the way that the museum was laid out?
In both. So they were asked to map whatever they noticed in the space. So not just the art, but the art was definitely available and noticeable. But in gendered bathrooms, even, when we gender bathrooms, girl and boy, male and female, man and woman, then we're leaving out identities. We're leaving out transgender identities. We're leaving out transmasculine, transfeminine, gender neutral folks, gender queer folks. There are a lot of identities that are not represented in just gendering bathrooms.
What kinds of art projects did the students end up doing? What did some of them look like?
We had a range, and they were all wonderful. One of my favorite pieces started out, it just looked like kind of a bunch of rectangles on top that were different colored, but as your eyes kind of fall down the page, the lines start to droop and bend in ways that make the piece really askew, and I'm not going to do justice to the artist's interpretation, but it's basically a commentary on heteronormative boxes and queer spaces. So they're on the top, these perfect boxes that, you know, make sense. And then as you go down the page, it just gets a little bit more queer. The boxes don't quite work out the way you think they will.
What do you hope that the students who took part in this program took away from it and will carry with them?
One of the things that I hope they take away with is that they belong, is that even when their identities aren't reflected back to them in the world, that doesn't mean that they don't belong. And I hope that they find within themselves the strength to say that my identity is valuable and that maybe it's not valued by everybody, but that doesn't mean that I'm not valuable. That just means that I need to work a little bit to change the world.
Sarah Bonson is a suicide prevention specialist with the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation's Ally program.